Well, he was awake in the ambulance, and they kept checking his blood pressure and giving him oxygen and everything like that, you know. But they thought maybe he had a minor heart attack. But they wouldn't say anything more than that. I mean, wait, is that bad? I mean, that's got to be bad.
No, that doesn't mean anything. It's only been a couple of minutes.
Well, they told you he's going to be all right, right? I mean, at least they told you that much.
Oh,
right?
They didn't tell me anything. Yeah, it's weird. He's got, like, all these new guys starting on that prison job next week.
That's okay, because they'll just wait till he gets back.
No, I mean, you know, what if...
The important thing is that he's here and he's being taken care of, and this is a really good hospital.
Where's the baby?
Mark and Becky took Andy and Jerry back home, and I said that I would call whenever we knew somebody.
Jeez, I wish they'd tell me something, you know. What kind of hospital is this?
What? Can you guys take a seat over there, and I'm going to go get your mom something to drink. All right, I know that it's hard, Roseanne, but just, we have to be patient and be really positive, and I'm going to be here with you the whole time. You want me to take Dan's stuff?
No. Shouldn't this thing be dripping faster?
No, that's how fast it's supposed to drip. I'll check back in on him in a couple of hours. We have to watch him closely over the next 48 hours.
Why? What could happen?
Well, even though it wasn't a massive coronary and he's stable right now, there still could be some complications. It's too early to tell.
Really? Dan.
Now, you can talk to him for a few minutes, but take it easy. I'll be back later.
Hey, good looking.
What? What's going on?
Well, Darlene got pregnant, you know, and then David married her, so we made out good there. And, you know, we were at the wedding, and then you had this little minor, little tiny heart attack, blah, 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 blah. And here we are now. And anyway, you want to meet the person that saved your life?
DJ.
It was amazing, Dan. Everybody was all panicked, but DJ here, he just starts giving you CPR.
We learned it on a dummy at school.
I couldn't believe it. At first, when he throws himself on you, I think he's going to, like, go through your pockets or something.
You really did that, son?
Yeah, it was really great to see your eyes open up again. No, for sure, on my 16th birthday, I get the car of my choice.
I'm really proud of you. Thanks, son.
Sure.
Here, now go tell everybody out there that your dad's up and that he's doing good.
A heart attack?
Yeah, a minor heart attack.
Oh, I remember getting in the ambulance.
Yeah, that was really cool, riding in that. They let me ring the siren.
Cool.
Yeah. We went through, like, 5 or 6 red lights, ran over a couple of people, a dog.
Double cool. I always wanted to ride in an ambulance. I'm sorry I missed it.
Well, I thought your fantasy was to ride on a fire truck with, what's her name, Ursula Andress.
Minor heart attack. How minor can it be? I mean, look at all the machines I'm hooked up to. If I was a car, this cost $800 or $900.
Well, they said that they only, you know, probably have to keep you in the shop just overnight. And the good news is they're giving me a loaner husband. Yeah, he's going to be okay. He's sitting up already, and he's in good spirits, and it looks like everything's going to be fine. But it's getting late. There's really nothing any of you guys can do here, so, you know, unless one of you wants to go and give a liver to the guy in 308.
I really don't think it's wise for this family to be giving away livers.
Yeah, well, I'm going to stay here with him overnight. I mean, you know, he's okay and everything, but, well, the room's paid for, so what the hell?
Well, can we see him?
No, you can see him later. He's sleeping now.
Roseanne, whatever you want us to do, we'll do it. We're here for you, you know, unless you want us to do something somewhere else. Then we'll be there for you. So, you know, here or there is where we'll be if you want us to be. There or here.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good, because we do have a lot to do. We do. Okay, Mark, you ought to take back all the tuxedos, you know, and put Dan's on the bottom, because they had to cut it off of him.
Good thinking, Mrs. Connor.
Yeah, and while you're out, then go to the park there, you know, where we had the wedding, because we left all that wedding food and garbage laying around and everything. Go get that sign that says Connor Wedding and throw that away.
I'll help you, Mark. And I'll drop by the house and bring you back a change of clothes.
Thanks. So, you guys just ought to go home and change. Go to the cafeteria, though. Bring me back some coffee.
Okay, Mr.
First.
Give Dad a kiss for me, okay?
God, do you believe all of this?
Just here, you sit down.
It'll be all right.
Dan's strong. Everything will be all right.
I've been with him since I was 16 years old. Still doing here? I sent everybody home 2 hours ago.
I didn't want to go.
What have you been doing the whole time?
Reading magazines, watching TV.
Highlights? How are that Goofus and Gallant doing?
Same as always. Gallant's getting straight A's.
Yeah, and Goofus are getting all the girls. Well, I'm going to call somebody to come get you and take you home.
I want to stay.
Well, there's just no reason to stay. I mean, everything's totally okay and under control, and we're all really exhausted now.
No.
Yeah. I keep forgetting how grown up you are. DJ's wanting to sleep over, so I'm going to let him.
Cool.
Yeah. Do you want me to call anybody else? You want me to call your parents?
No, don't call them. How are the other kids doing?
Well, Becky's home, taking care of the baby, and David and Darlene are around. Yeah, they canceled their honeymoon.
Oh, man, they canceled.
Well, you know, they just moved it to our basement. You know, they can do it later.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they can. Those bus tickets are good for a whole year.
Oh, man, I really screwed up.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. This was supposed to be Darlene's day now. All of a sudden, everybody has to take care of me.
Oh, come on.
Oh, good, Dan. They didn't even get to finish their reception.
So nobody cares about the reception.
I do.
Well, so what? The wedding's the thing that matters. So we had the wedding. So what? Can't you just, you know, stop thinking about that and, like, just... I'd relax.
I'm having a real hard time not thinking about this.
Yeah, me too.
What are you doing, Darlene?
Well, Dad bought a new garbage disposal before he went into the hospital, so I'm installing it.
You don't know how to do that.
It's just a simple machine, Becky, that eats up garbage. No more complicated than your husband.
Well, that's Dad's job.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be a nice surprise for him for when he got home.
Well, it won't. It'll make him feel like we think he can't do that kind of stuff anymore, like we're treating him like some invalid or something.
Yeah, maybe you're right. No, I'm right. You give her the flashlight out of the drawer. Shine it right there.
Oh, you haven't taken out the old one yet.
No. It's stuck. Doesn't want to come out. Guess this is the dream house for a garbage disposal.
It was weird seeing Dad like that. He seemed so frail.
Yeah. God, I never thought I'd see him like that.
I never even conceived of something like this happening.
Yeah, you know, like, I'd see those guys, those big guys, and they'd have these huge chili dogs that they'd be munching on. And I'd think, whoa, there's a heart attack waiting to happen. God, Becky, I mean, maybe people thought that when they saw Dad.
I never did.
Yeah, me either. Maybe I should have.
Well, I'm pretty sure chili dogs are off limits for the old man from here on out.
Yeah, you know, which means Mom can't eat hers in bed now, so.
What if he died?
He's not gonna die, Becky. He's gonna be fine.
Well, maybe not this time, but someday.
What do you think? He's just shut up, Becky.
Well, what? Don't you ever think about that? Don't you ever wonder what it'd be like if Dad died?
Weird.
Her mom.
Mom will never die.
It'd be weird coming here without Dad being here.
Hey, what do you say we just let Dad do this when he gets home?
Yeah.
God, you gotta be bored out of your skull, doll.
No, they got a lot of great magazines laying around here. Listen to this. With the election a month away, Bush leads Dukakis by 12 percentage points.
Nixon's out of office? Huh. Honey, why don't you go down and get yourself something to eat? You gotta be starving.
No, I'm fine. I've been taking hits off your IV while you were working. Next time we'll get chocolate.
Rosie, I'm fine. Go.
Yeah, well, I guess if I hurry down there, I can beat the post-dialysis rush. All right. You want me to get you anything?
Oh, thanks, honey.
Sure you don't want a cigarette or something?
Oh, man. All right, you got my attention. I got no more fight left in me. And that's all I had was a fight. Listen, I don't mind that you pegged me for one of these guys that has to keep grinding it out, but you had me feeling like I was shoveling coal in the Titanic. No matter how fast I was shoveling, it just keeps going down. I've been shoveling so hard that I haven't had time to deal with the stuff I was going to fix later, you know? I'm going to quit drinking later, or I'm going to start watching what I eat later, or I'm going to deal with my problems with my mom and my old man later. So is this the big lesson, huh? That later is now, or what? I'm not ready to leave yet. I will slow down. Just give me some more time to work on stuff. And I know you're probably not real big on making deals, but Just give me a few more trips around the sun, you know, to... I don't want to leave them. She can't make it without me. Just... It's not like I'm asking for money or the moon. It's not that much. Please.
So, what is this? Some kind of huge cosmic joke thing that you got going? Every time anything goes good, you have to, like, totally make it all crash in on us? Why? What did we do to deserve that? Why at Darlene's wedding does this have to happen? I depend on you and you totally let me down. Although, I guess it wasn't you that was cooking up all that greasy meat and bacon and bringing him all those beers, sitting there doing that right along with him. I mean, it's obvious. Should have seen. The guy's in trouble. Why didn't I see that? Man. So... guess you're not the one that blew it.
Roseanne, why are you doing this?
Okay, open.
What is it?
Breath spray or mace. I forget which. But anyway, you got to get all looking pretty and smelling good because I got a big surprise for you.
Is my poker buddies coming by?
No, better than that, people I like. Okay, come on in, guys. Hello there.
What's all this?
It's the wedding reception you missed. A dramatization like on that 911.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Okay, so let me totally set the scene here. Here we are at the wedding. And Darlene and David have just kissed. Okay, do it. Do it. Do it, do it, do it. Ah, everybody. Yes. And now we've left the wedding and we're walking into the reception area there. So that would be time for Dad to give the toast.
Oh, honey, I don't wanna.
No, come on. You had really nice things to say, and I want you to say it. There's some toast away.
All right. Darlene, you'll always be my daughter. David, I'm glad that you're officially my son-in-law now. And if there's anything you ever need or want that I can provide.
Okay, that's enough of that. We want the reception here to stay fun, so okie dokie, what's next?
Then they dance.
Okay, DJ music.
Dad.
What?
Oh, you're supposed to cut in.
Oh, I'm sorry. My dear. Ready for a little fancy footwork?
Ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Ready to be dipped?
Oh, thanks, Dad. You're really light on your back.
Yes, that was fun.
That was a lot better than the last time. It was so embarrassing. Remember Barry What's-His-Face invited me to that big spring dance thingy and... Mom gussied me all up like a girl and made me dance around the living room with you.
Evans.
What?
Barry Evans, that was the kid's name.
My God, you remember that?
Well, it was my little girl's first big dance thingy.
Well, we never danced, Mr. Connor, but... Well, there was that one time you threw me up against a wall.
Sorry about that.
No, no, when Darlene and I started living together, we should have told you. I guess I was just... afraid you would, I don't know, throw me up against a wall.
Like you did with my boyfriend.
I'm not sorry about that. Fisher had it coming.
No kidding, Dan. You really saved me. You know, You're the only guy in my life who ever stood up for me and looked out for me and without wanting anything back. Just so, thanks, Dan.
Hey, Dan, I got a great story. Remember that time I saved your life?
DJ, you're getting the car.
So, how are you holding up?
I'm starting to drag a little bit.
Okay, well. All right. We'll come see you tomorrow, Dad.
Okay, yeah.
Take care.
I care about that. So, short but sweet. How'd you like that reception, huh?
A bit gaudy.
Okay, well, I'll let you get some rest now, too.
Roseanne, I'm scared.
Yeah, well, I'm not, so we're cool.
Listen, there's something I gotta tell you, and it's real important.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just want you to know that, I've never cheated on you, and I've never even wanted to cheat on you. I just wanted you to know that, just in case.
Don't say that, because there isn't any just in case, okay?
Okay.
So I have something I want to tell you, too. For the first time in, like, 25 years, felt, like, totally helpless.
25 years is a long time, kiddo.